at New Haven, Connecticut, 18 October, 1952.
There for that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I rather like that slip. You know, I would feel exceedingly bad if everybody felt that they were happy that I was getting out of the White House. It makes me very happy when the vast majority of the people feel, as your former congressman did here, that he'd like to have me back there. But I weighed that situation very, very carefully long ago. And I think it's best for the country. I think it's best for the Democratic Party that we have new leadership. I think it's best, and we'll cement the party so that we'll have 20 more years of progressive government, and I'm going to help you to get it. I've seen a great deal of New England since I left here Thursday morning, and I'm glad to be back now to talk with you again. You have a wonderful group of men on the Democratic ticket here in Connecticut. Your two candidates for senator, your present Senator Bill Benton and your candidate for Senator Abe Ribicoff, have been men who have been working in the interest of all the people in the Congress, and you ought to keep them there. John McGuire will make you an excellent representative in the House. And Stanley Privison will do a job for you that you'll be proud of. I'm sure of that. Now, I want to tell you something about our candidate for president, Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. You know, he has been governor of Illinois for 4 years now. And he's done a great job. He's had some other jobs, too, where he has shown how well qualified he is for the presidency. I want to tell you about one of them now, a job he did in Italy during the war. In 1941, Adlai Stevenson came down to Washington as an assistant to the Secretary of the Navy. He stayed on that assignment throughout most of the war, working right beside the Secretary on a great number of top-level problems. Then in the fall of 1943, the Italian government surrendered to the Allies. We did not hold all of Italy, but the southern part was in our hands. The Germans had applied their scorched earth policy before they retreated. The port of Naples was a total wreck. President Roosevelt got worried about what was to become of the country and the people. So he borrowed Adlai Stevenson from the Navy Department and sent him to Italy to survey conditions there. Stevenson went all over Sicily and southern Italy, and he got a first-hand picture of the poverty and misery in that country. Then he came home and made his report. It was an excellent report, history-making in many ways, for he had grasped clearly in this experience the basic ideas which later came to be known as the Marshall Plan. Stevenson advised us in 1944 that temporary relief for the Italian people was essential, but not enough. He pointed out that we would have to help the Italian people restore essential industry and agriculture and commerce, and unless we did that, he told us, Italy would not become a free country again. The American government did take action, first in Italy and later throughout all Western Europe. The Marshall Plan itself was a great expansion of the ideas which Stevenson brought back from Italy. It is fitting and proper that the Democratic Party should have chosen as its new leader a man who understands and helped to build our positive policies toward free Italy and all Western Europe. For it is the Democratic Party that through all the years since World War II has created and administered the programs that have saved Western Europe from the communists. In times past, we had the support from a large segment of the Republican Congress led by Senator Vandenberg. But since Senator Vandenberg fell ill 3 years ago, his party has swung more and more completely into the hands of the extremists, the old guard isolationists, the enemies of our whole foreign policy. These men have voted again and again to cut the funds for the economic and military aid which have saved Europe from communism. As early as 1949, 70% of the Republican senators and 95% of the Republican congressmen voted for deep cuts in military aid for Italy and other friendly European countries. In 1950, more than four-fifths of the Republican senators voted two separate times for crippling cuts in the Marshall Plan. In 1951, the Republican senators voted 8 and 9 to 1 six different times to cripple economic aid for Italy and the rest of Europe, and to cut military aid as well. Their colleagues in the House did exactly the same thing. In 1952, this year, mind you, three-fourths of the Republican senators and nine-tenths of the Republican congressmen voted for disastrous slashes in economic and military aid for free Europe. That record makes it perfectly clear that you cannot count on the Republicans in Congress to carry on the fight to save Europe from communism. And the Republican candidate for president has now made it perfectly plain that you can't count on him either. When this matter was before the Congress last spring, the general sent word that in his judgment, a cut of $1 billion, while unfortunate, could be sustained if necessary. He warned, however, that any further cuts would be, and I quote, heavily and seriously felt, and would have profound effects on the morale and effort of our allies. Now, that's the opinion of General Eisenhower before he became a candidate. Nevertheless, the Republicans in Congress, with the aid of a few Democrats, proceeded to cut nearly $2 billion from the funds which I had requested. And shortly after, without a word of protest, without even a murmur, that same general became the Republican candidate for president. And he then endorsed for re-election all the congressmen and senators who had ignored his warnings and had ganged up against his task to strengthen Europe. It is a sad thing that the great general, who was once a symbol to all free Europe, should now emerge as just another Republican politician, the willing captive of the old guard isolationists who have opposed everything he was supposed to stand for. Fortunately, the Democratic Party stands firm in its support for our free allies. It has been our record in the past, it is pledged in our party platform, and it is guaranteed by the character and understanding of our candidate for president. My friends, I think the lesson is plain. I urge you all to remember what I have told you, and I ask you to vote accordingly. Register today so that you will be able to go to the polls on November the 4th and vote in your own interest and in the interest of the country. Now, you're the government, as I've told you time and again while I was in Connecticut before. It's up to you. It's up to you to decide whether you want a forward-looking administration of this government or whether you want to turn the wheels back to 1896. Now, I don't think you want to do that. And if you don't, get yourselves registered and then vote the Democratic ticket, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Yeah!